Starting today, crews will begin putting down temporary detour asphalt between the intersection with Main Street and Dolores Way near Highway 82. Workers will also put up a concrete center barrier. Tracy Truelove is the regional spokesman for the Colorado Department of Transportation.
There also will be a temporary signal that's put in at Colorado Avenue.
That's just north of where Highway 133 meets Main Street. The signal is necessary because workers will have to reroute traffic while putting in a roundabout at that intersection. The whole project must be finished by mid-November. The work doesn't stretch over the 133 and Highway 82 intersection, but CDOT knows it could affect cars and trucks there. Tracy Truelove says the biggest impact on traffic will be in the beginning to mid-summer.
June and July are going to be when you see the larger chunks of construction happening and, you know, a few more impacts to access, although there's still lots of ways to get around things.
First, there's prep work, phase one until mid-June. Then phase two, workers will widen one side of the highway, the west side, while drivers only use the east side of the road. After late July, everything flips. Traffic will be on the west side of Highway 133, while crews widen the east side. That's phase three, and throughout all of this, they'll be putting the roundabout in place at the intersection near 7-Eleven and City Market. That will be finished by mid-September.
People are just very curious of what exactly will be happening, what access points will be open, and when.
Andrea Stewart oversees the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce, which recently hosted an event for locals to ask CDOT questions. There's been a debate about a sculpture plan to be at the center of the new roundabout by the artist James Searles. Some say it's not a good fit for Carbondale. As for the business side of things, Stewart says it's up to shops along the construction route to decide whether to continue operating with the detours in place. But
we're hoping that all businesses will stay and remain open during construction.
The highway is a major connector with communities south of Carbondale and over McClure Pass. Truelove says people trying to get there should know the road will not be closed, but it'll take longer because of detours.
There'll always be a way. That's the nice thing about this project. There's always going to be a way to get into that direction heading towards Redstone, if you will.
And there's one aspect to the project that might be particularly pleasing to parents.
There's, towards the end of the project, a traffic signal being put in near the main entrance to River Valley Ranch, which is right across the road from the middle school in Carbondale. If you've got kids that have been having to cross the highway to get to school, this has got to feel better that there's going to be an actual traffic signal put in there.
This summer's project is running about a month shorter than planned because all the original construction bids were too expensive. CDOT had to go through the bidding twice to find a company that could do the job, a situation happening more and more often statewide. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.